raided 18 locations and arrested 14 people in a massive dragnet today after a gunman killed four people in a rampage in the center of Vienna overnight. Forensic officers and police were present in a neighborhood some 65 kilometers west of Vienna, where at least one suspect was arrested who allegedly had contact with the perpetrator. The gunman, who was killed by police minutes after he opened fire on crowded bars, was identified as a 20-year-old convicted jihadist released from jail less than a year ago, who had managed to convince authorities that he was no longer a threat. An elderly man and woman, a young passerby, and a waitress were killed in the attack, and 22 people, including a policeman, were wounded. He was identified as Kuchim Fezulai, a dual citizen of Austria and North Macedonia, who had been sentenced to 22 months in jail in April last year for attempting to travel to Syria to join Islamic State. Although tens of millions of ballots have already been cast, this is in fact Election Day, where the bulk of Americans who have not voted will cast ballots for local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. The tallying of the ballots in the presidential election will be the main focus. In the last-minute rallies, U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden made their final pitches to voters.
We sent them the guard, and we saved Kenosha. We saved Kenosha. I said, you know, I think Kenosha's going to like me. We did a good job.
At a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden put the lid on his campaign.
Pittsburgh, honk if you think it's a bunch of malarkey. It's wrong.
Millennial and Generation Z voters are expected to turn out in record numbers for the November 3rd presidential election. Experts say continuing trend for increased participation. This is VOA News. Amidst our election chaos, one world leader is adding his two cents, or in this particular case, his two reals, as it were. Charles de Ledesma reports from AP.
Iran's supreme leader has mocked the U.S.'s presidential election. In a televised address, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has quoted President Donald Trump's own baseless claims about voter fraud to criticize the vote. The top cleric also has reiterated a long-standing Iranian position that it didn't matter whether Trump or Joe Biden wins the vote, but the stakes couldn't actually be any higher for the Islamic Republic. Another 4 years could see Trump's maximum pressure campaigns expand to further weaken the Iranian economy. Biden, meanwhile, has said he would consider re-entering Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Many U.S. states are imposing new restrictions because of spiking coronavirus cases, and a Kansas hospital system is warning that it's stretched to the limit. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Kansas set a record to start the week with more than 1,500 new cases over the past 7 days, averaging 35 new hospitalizations every day. The chief nursing officer at Ascension Via Christi Hospitals says they've hired dozens of traveling nurses, but this caseload is unsustainable. In Nebraska, a record high 613 people were hospitalized Sunday. Rhode Island's largest hospital group has to stop allowing visitors, while neighboring Connecticut on Friday will reimpose limits on restaurants, businesses, and gatherings. Los Angeles County, California warns family gatherings and World Series parties may be pushing cases higher, while a judge in Sutter County ruled against one of Governor Gavin Newsom's emergency virus directives. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Supreme Court is to hear arguments in a case that could put the brakes on what has been a gradual move toward more leniency for children who are convicted of murder. The court has concluded over the last 2 decades that children should be treated differently from adults, in part because of their lack of maturity. But a court that is even more conservative, especially following the addition of Justice Amy Coney Barrett, could move in the other direction. Barrett is expected to participate in the arguments today, the second day she is hearing arguments following her confirmation last week. And as Europe tries to break a surge in coronavirus infections, Germany is betting on a new type of test to protect vulnerable populations. So-called antigen tests, which look for a specific protein on the virus, were first launched months ago. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
It's on VOA1.